Welcome back to Sports and Foods Podcast. What's up, Dre? We are back in house. Back.
Ah, oh, man. Back. It's been a while.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm glad to be back on air. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. So this is episode 40, and we're recording Friday, March 8th. Man, I'm excited about the season. We're going to do a little bit different things this year. Of course, we're going to bring back our other stuff. Dre is going to have some more in-depth knowledge for us with this nutrition that I'm excited about. Because, you know, times are different now. 2024, we don't know what's in our food anymore. So we're going to try to learn ourselves and teach y'all. Right. And then, you know, our sports. So, Dre, how you been, man? I mean, we talk, but like, you know, to the world, tell them what's up.
Tay, things have been good, man. Right now, I don't know. Our house is coming down with a little cold, so you guys might hear that in my voice. A little sniffles. But other than that, before that, everything's been good, man. Olivia's second grade, moving through second grade and work. And, you know, Lindsay's working and everybody's just living life, man. Trying to improve our health along the way while living life.
Yes.
But, you know, it's doing normal stuff. But it's been good. But I'm glad to be back on air. Like Tay said, we have some exciting stuff. And don't get me wrong. I'm excited about a lot of the sports. We always have great sports conversation. But I'm excited about a lot of our food topics this season. And today's food topic, our milk alternatives, is going to be a good food segment. So make sure you stay tuned for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go if I want more sports and foods?
SNFpodcast.com.
While we were gone, the Super Bowl happened, and KC won its third championship in the last 5 years. Dynasty? I can see KC winning a few more Super Bowls, Tay. Patrick Mahomes is still a young quarterback.
I don't like these dynasties, but they've been proven. Mahomes is leading them, and Andy Reid, I like him. So even though I'm not rooting for him, one of these teams need to knock him off. Baltimore, Bills, Chargers, y'all on the clock.
While we were gone, All-Star Weekend also happened in Indianapolis, and Dame Lillard showed out. He won the three-point contest and the All-Star Game MVP. Tay, I mean, Dame was winning three-point contests when he was the Blazer, but All-Star Game MVP?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, I miss him here in Portland, so I'm rooting for him. I want him to win the championship this year. But, man, he's racking up all these accolades. Keep doing it. You know, I think he's going to go for a three-peat, so he wins a three-peat. Yeah. He might be in the record books for that. So keep winning it, but go get that chip.
Yeah. Good luck to you, bro. Still mad at you, though, but still, good luck to you. If you have not read or watched, Caitlin Clark is tearing up the record books. And not just for women's sports. First, she set the all-time scoring record in women's basketball. Then she set the all-time record for most three-pointers hit in women's basketball, a college women's basketball season. Her 17 triple-doubles are second to only Sabrina Ionescu's 27 triple-doubles. And most recently, she just broke Pete Maravich's all-time scoring record. So she broke the women's all-time scoring record. She broke the men's all-time scoring record. She gets buckets. She has unlimited range.
Yeah.
Tay, the best women's college basketball player ever, or maybe even like the best college basketball player ever. Caitlin Clark. Oof.
I'm going to let her season play out. You know, I feel like she needs to win a little bit, but what she's doing is incredible. She's breaking history. I love watching that. We're lucky to watch in this era of sports. I feel like all these players are doing all these incredible record-breaking achievements, and she's hitting them long threes. I'm hoping she can, you know, have success. I don't know what she's going to do in the WNBA, but She has to be in that conversation, you know.
Man, I hope so. I hope so. And while we're gone, if you have not heard, the Pac-12 is done as we know it. The conference will not completely fold, but it will be minus 10 of its teams. OSU, Oregon State University and Washington State University will continue to play under the Pac-12 umbrella. But, I mean, Oregon, Washington, UCLA and USC are going to the Big Ten. Stanford and Cal are going to the ACC. Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, Big 12. Pac-12 is toast. Yeah. It's done, Tay. Like, I mean, like, it's been like...
sad.
It's been a hard season.
Yes, yeah. I hate it. I think we've talked about this many times. It just doesn't make sense. It's over 100 years. It's the West Coast. It's the powerhouse. We are the Conference of Champions. And we
Conference just of bounced. Champions.
Just bad business. I do know, though, I do believe for us to be in the Big Ten, I think once the season starts going, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be awesome. But it just, I don't understand what's happening at college basketball, bro. All these things are just, it's on steroids of what's going on with the money, the coaches leaving. Now the Pac-12 is gone. These mega conferences, I don't even know where to start. We're gonna have multiple segments probably about all this.
Oh, we have a lot to say about this on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we were gone. Ted, have you heard of this new YouTube show, Own Your Own Recreation?
Dre, yeah, that's with your boy, Big Meezy. Man, he's up there in the mountains with these Jeeps. They're driving over rocks, amazing views, giving you pointers out there, pulling people out of the snow, man. It's a must watch. And you can find him on YouTube. You can go to his website, all social media platforms. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. His YouTube is hot. So check it out. Phenomenal.
So we're going to start the news segment with the NFL. And as we approach the NFL draft, the hot position, as always, is quarterback. Who, Tay, do you like in this draft as the top quarterback, as the, you know, the guy who's going to get in the league and do something? Who are you looking at?
Yes, yeah, it's a deep draft. I love these kind of drafts with the quarterbacks. I don't know, man. I'm going to be positive because I've been seeing a lot of negative stuff about all these quarterbacks right now. And I'm like, I'll start with the positive first. So, okay. Caleb Williams, I still think he's a real deal. We watched him in person and the guy can play. As a fan, I don't know. He seems a little arrogant at times, yeah. And you know the NFL will humble you fast, so I hope he's about business, so I'm not worried about him. I think he is I don't know if he's Mahomes, like closer than Mahomes, you know. All these things get hyped up and then they get in the league and they can't make a check down. May, I still
head.
Think he's good. He's the one that keeps dropping in people's minds, but I think he's going to be good. And then I'll just say one more. Jaden Daniels. I don't know, man. I didn't like him at Arizona, but LSU, they run those screens and he is stat packing. But I just don't, how he throws, I just don't see him being that franchise quarterback. Like, I don't want him on my Seahawks. So that's.
I'll tell you, in most mock drafts they got Jaden Daniels at number 3 pick, going to the Patriots. I just don't see that as a smart move. Like I mean, he won the Heisman. Should he have won the Heisman? I don't know, but he won the Heisman.
I mean, Lamar Jackson went 20 or like last pick in the first round. Like, I already knew Lamar Jackson was going to be good. I don't know about Jalen Daniels.
I don't know. I don't. And like you said, of the quarterbacks, of all these quarterbacks that are going in this first round or in the second round, mm-hmm. I mean, even maybe some of them in the third round, Caleb Williams is the shortest. Now, does that matter?
I know.
Because short quarterbacks can win in the league, but you have to be a better short quarterback. You have to be able to get the ball over those tall guys' head. Defensive linemen are smarter now. They're getting their hands up if they can't get there. Mm-hmm. Batting a lot more passes down. So, I mean, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. Tay, the quarterback that I'm – the only quarterback I'm really watching is the one that played for those Ducks. Bo Nix. Like, what's up, man?
Yeah.
He's, like, falling out the sky. The sky is falling. Bo Nix, the sky is falling.
He's the winner, man. I think – I don't know where he's going to go, but I hope a team take a chance. He goes in the second round. He might go to a really good team. I think he can play. I do. He don't have that crazy strong arm, but, man, he made some throws last year where, you know, touchdowns, darts in between some tight windows. So I hope he does well. I hope he gets picked up.
Hey, bro, we're rooting for you, bro. We're rooting for you. But, Tay, do you think any of these guys have the opportunity to be like CJ Stroud and, like, have a spectacular season, win Rookie of the Year, lead his team to the playoffs? Or do you have a little bit more like a Bryce Young type situation with these top three guys that they're going to draft? I know they're these top three guys that are going to get drafted. Williams, Jay Daniels, and May. Like, do you see any of them, any similarities, if I can get the words out?
Well, this scenario is always have to fall right. But let's say Williams goes to Chicago at number one, and they draft the receiver from Ohio State. They already have a pretty decent team. I wouldn't say they have a playoff team, but those two pieces added to that offense, and you already got a stud receiver. Now I can see success there. The other quarterbacks, I don't know, man. I would be nervous. But if they just play decent, like can make it through a season, don't have crazy amount of picks, and kind of just, I feel like that's what these quarterbacks need to develop a little bit. So I hope you're not banking your franchise that they're going to come out and kill, because I don't think I don't think they're going to do what Stroud did, no. Or what Herbert did. I think they just need to survive through the season. what you think?
All right, I'll tell you. I told you I'm not worried about none of the guys. I like the way some of them look, but I'm only worried about Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix ain't going in the first round. He definitely ain't gonna be CJ Stroud, and he probably ain't gonna be Bryce Young either, because he ain't gonna get on the field as much. So yeah, that's the only quarterback I'm watching. Caleb Williams. I mean, okay, he might go. Is he better than Justin Fields? I don't know. Like, I thought Justin Fields was really good too. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm tracking Bo Nix and Michael Penix a little bit for that Pac-12.
Yeah, Penix.
What used to be the
Penix? Pac-12 stay healthy. He has an NFL arm. I like Penix. I hope he does well too.
On to the NBA. LeBron James passed 40,000 points for his career. Tay, that's a lot of points, and nobody's ever done that before.
Man.
He's the only person that ever done it. Tay, LeBron is also, of course, now because he's got 40,000 points, the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Do all of this guy's statistical accomplishments, Tay, make him the GOAT? Or, I mean... We'll have him as the GOAT, or does it just make him in the conversation? In my mind, and I grew up in the Jordan era, Mm-hmm. I mean, like, okay, so I'll just tell you. I think Kobe was the GOAT, but people, there might be some issues with that.
He's up there.
But mm-hmm. Jordan is the GOAT, per mm-hmm. se, for sure. Most people will say that. LeBron?
Yeah.
LeBron takers?
Okay. I love LeBron. I root for him. He's not the GOAT. There's only one GOAT for me personally, and that's Jordan.
Okay.
I love the Kobe argument. I've caught on to that now recently, so I'm not gonna hate on that one. But LeBron is one of the best players ever to play. I mean, he's done some amazing things, but man, if he would have won a couple more of them championships, like, yeah. You know, he's kind of created this whole super team thing, but on the court, his IQ, he's up there. I just don't know where he's at. I think Kobe LeBron James debate would be better right now, but
okay.
Jordan is the GOAT. I'm strong. I'm one of those old guys that's like, I'm not hearing anything right now. But once LeBron's season career ends, you know, we'll see. But yeah, I'll never say he's the GOAT at this point.
But okay, but you gotta say, he's in his 21st season. He's still the best player.
Yeah, I love what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. On his team, for sure. And he might still be, he's still one of the top players in the NBA in his 21st season. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. I mean,
just, he is.
He's And people hate on him
a lot. You know, to be LeBron, you have to have a big ego. I hate the hate he gets. The guy is a top-notch player. Businessman, man, he's top married person, with his kids. He promotes his mm-hmm. kids. He loves his wife. I mean,
right?
I can't hate on this guy at all. The guy is amazing. King James is the real deal.
Yes, definitely. Yep. All right. In Blazer news, I know a lot of my Blazer fans have checked out this season because the Blazers are tanking. We're in tank mode. Which is good, Blazer fans. We want to be losing so we can get a high draft pick. We're not gonna be able to trade anything to anybody for any big name player because they don't want to come to Portland. If you're a Blazer fan, you should understand this. So the best way for us to build is through the draft. So I have continued to watch these young players. I just like sports in general, so I'm always watching something that's sports related. Taking my daughter to the Blazer games this season. We've been going to the game and whatnot, watching a lot of Blazers. I like what I see on the court, Tay. I mean, a lot of losses, which I really like. I'm happy about the losses. I don't think we're losing enough. I was trying to get the first pick or maybe the second pick again, some of the top three picks again this year. Right now we're sitting in that 5-6 area.
Mm-hmm.
But what we got on the court right now looks good in my mind.
We still got our picks. We still got options.
Yes. And I like Shaden, even though he's hurt right now, abdominal surgery. Mm-hmm. Scoot's been in and out of the lineup. I like him too. But there's some players I like probably more than them guys. Not that those guys ain't going nowhere, Blazer fan. I ain't saying that like that, Tay. But there's some guys that have been hooping this season, like Chumani Kamara. This dude got in the Phoenix trade. Phoenix ended up trading him. He came with DeAndre Ayton. This dude is a great addition for the Blazers.
He is.
A Delano Banton kid. Another great addition. The guy we trade that just second round. We traded a second round pick for him.
Yeah.
Right at the deadline. Came from Boston. Throw the dude on the court, instant buckets. I mean, like, I know you said drop Reith earlier offline.
Yeah.
Another good one. I mean, I like what the Blazers are putting out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I do. I think this is perfect for development. I like Walker. He's been one of my favorite players to watch this whole season. Been
playing well.
Yeah. Just the way he's kind of grown is he's kind of getting a little bit more confidence. He's taking it to the hole. He's rebounding. You know, I think he's actually where he should be, and I think he keeps developing. Who knows what piece he would be on our team moving forward. But I hate that Sharp got hurt, because this year was going to be the year he was like going to be fringe, you know, starting to be that go-to guy. And, you know, Simons is still the guy, but I feel like Sharp was on his way to becoming the guy, our main player. I mean, he was making threes. I mean, he's a highlight reel. I just like his confidence. I mean, he's so quiet, but man, I think with our young team, it was just perfect. It would have been perfect for him to develop, but we're trying to lose. So you gotta, I gotta forget, you know, remember that. Yeah, but, and I do like, I don't know, man. One thing about Chauncey, though, like last year, he didn't play Sharp that much. But like Rupert, what's his name, Rupert? I kind of like him, too. Rupert, he's a younger, he's younger than Kamara. And he's tall and lanky. And the couple games he got to actually shoot and get the ball, I'm like, this kid, I mean, we got some gems.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And that dude plays real defense, man. He moves his feet. He's quick. And like you said, he's 6'7", Tay. And can run up and down the court.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I mean, I think the future Anderson is bright for the Blazers.
Is the X factor. I don't know what he's going to be. I'm nervous.
I'm not that nervous. I don't know. I've seen some flashes of the guy. What it is that people put too much on him. And I assume, this is me assuming, that because he played in the G League and he was playing with grown men, NBA type players,
that he would
be more NBA ready. But he's just like but I also had to remember, the dude's 19 years old.
19. Still
19 or 20 years old, something like that. So, I mean, like, he's still learning how to play basketball in general. And
I think some of his plays out there are like, some of his shots hits the side of the backboard, or he just takes it in and kind of stumbles around. I think some of that you're like, ah, but you're right. You're right. He's 19. And before he got hurt, he's actually was putting up some really good games,
good numbers.
Like a full complete games where, and if he can get that shot down, he's going to be something nasty out there too. So I like your thoughts on him.
He's hard to defend off the bounce. The dude can get to the rack. But like you said, he has to develop that jumper. He has to be able to shoot the ball to keep him off balance, the defender off balance, so that he can get to the rim.
Yeah.
And he likes to pass the ball. So he'll get pick up assists, you know, more so. Because what we really need is somebody that's going to facilitate the basketball at the point guard with having Shaden and Anfernee. Now, if we got rid of Anfernee,
that pace,
which I think we should do.
That up.
He can run.
Yeah, I think this year we just have to just let them play. I think next year we need to start putting a really team together to get to where we need them to get. But I do think this year is just let these guys just learn and the wins. I don't want them to win no more. But they actually win once in a while. But
I mean, that in February we didn't win any games, but
we've
come out in March and won a couple games already. So you know, it's like, man, let's do a good job at tanking, Blazers. Tank.
Yeah.
All right, in this segment, Duck Dash, we're gonna start with the football season. The Ducks had a really good football season, ending it by winning the Fiesta Bowl, beating Liberty, a team that I don't know why we even played them, but that's what it is. They had a great season. Bo Nix, Troy Franklin, Powers Johnson. Johnson Powers, I forget how he say his name, which order it goes in. Off to the NFL amongst other players. Tay, our Oregon Ducks are having a good recruiting offseason. Football.
Big time. We're
on our way to the Big Ten.
Big time. Yes.
How do you feel?
I love it, man. First off, like you said, recruiting. Bro, we nailed it. We got 5 stars at key positions. And
one of them being quarterback.
Most underrated thing is the portal. we had the best portal that you can. I mean, we got two of the top five quarterbacks that were in the portal. One has potential. You know, the younger one, who knows? He got to play last year, and he gets to watch a Heisman probably contender
this year.
And we got one of the best corners from the Huskies that I was shocked that he flipped. You know, not going following this coach to Alabama, but it's perfect because he is a shutdown one-on-one man-to-man corner, so you can do a lot with your defense. And our coach is just, man, I want to play for him every time they show a video.
Every time
I'm like, it's popped up. So I think going into the conference, we might be the favorite actually to win the conference.
Hey,
you know, if we can jail, man, I'm saying that on record now.
I mean, yeah, and you're talking now. You're saying that's way to say it with your chest. If you didn't notice on my shirt, I have my Phenomenal Brand shirt on, you guys. Mike.
Yeah.
Tay. In the Big Ten. The Ducks win in the Big Ten in the first season. I like it.
They can. It's there. You know, Ohio State's there. Michigan is gonna be there, but they've lost some key players, their best players pretty much to the draft. So it's there. We got a young team that played a lot of games. Why not? Why not go in there and take control off the bat? And we'll be going. I can't wait till we start going to them Big Ten games. I want to go to the Big House.
I want to. Me too.
Know, all that.
I want to go Ohio State. I want to go. We can go sit in Michigan State in the snow. All of them.
Yeah.
I want to go see. We're coming. Big Ten, we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the Ducks. Hoops, which is not as good. The basketball season this season for the Ducks has, men and women's, has been a little bit disheartening. Tay,
yeah,
the women look horrible, and the men don't look that much better. I don't want to say it, but I mean, neither team is going to make the tournament this year. I mean, they might.
I know.
I don't even think the women might get invited to the NIT. The Ducks, the men might get invited, but I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
Is it time for the two coaches to be gone?
First off, women's coach, for sure. I mean, in the last 3 years, it's been terrible to watch. I can't even watch them anymore. We went from like domination to like he can't get any of the good players. They just look, and it's terrible because it's Oregon. They have the top, you know, facilities in the country. You know, we were always pretty decent in basketball even 20 years ago. Like, we're usually good. So I don't know what's going on there. And the men, man, the potential was there. We got the recruits and we're tall. We got shooters. We got a balanced-looking team, and then you watch them out there, and they just they just look disjointed. The coach just—I don't know. I don't think he should leave yet, but next year he's on the hot seat for sure. Especially with other players that are coming in, and I hope Cook can get something. But they have a, what is it called? That punter's chance. That one you're down in the boxing match, and it's the 12th round, and you're gonna lose the match unless you knock them out with that that knockout. I feel like they have a shot
to throw that one haymaker
to make it by winning the tournament, but I don't know. I don't see it happening, you know. But I gotta say this before we end this one. I love that our point guard is from, you know, our area of Portland, West Lynn. You know, I didn't expect him. I knew he was going to be okay, but I wasn't expecting him to be this good. So, I mean, he might can make the league. I feel like if he keeps playing the way he's doing and, you know, stay a couple more years, he can play. So I hope he plays well and, you know, gets really far in the professional. So
I wanted to add one more thing to this, too, though, that there's been a lot of injuries on the men's side of this season. Mookie's been out most of the season. The other big, our other five-star big, Nfali was out too this season.
Mm-hmm.
So The Ducks are, and then Kwame Evans has not been playing the way that I thought he was going to play. The highly recruited.
Loki Clip.
And Loki, I don't know Cook if it's Dana Altman. Yeah, well, he hasn't played at all because he's hurt his ankle. He had ankle surgery right before the season started.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he tried to come back, then he hurt it again. So he might just end up sitting out this whole season, rest of the season, which he should. So he can come back next season and be ready to play. But, I mean, I'm just looking forward to next season. Hopefully it'll be much better than this season on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Boo. Today's topic is
milk alternatives.
All right. Our food segment topic is one that I find very cool and interesting. Milk alternatives, which are a very popular thing right now, Tay. I remember when soy was the it milk.
Yeah.
And now we got everything. All kind of stuff. But why? Is cow milk really that bad? I mean, should we just get rid of the cows? I mean, actually, I want to eat hamburgers and get rid of cows. So,
yeah, I mean, we need those.
The milk part of cows. I mean, so in this segment today, Tay and I are going to compare some milk alternatives, and then tell you if we believe it's worth changing or not. And again,
these
are our beliefs, our opinions. But we hope we had some fun doing this, and so we hope you have some fun with the facts and information we give today. So
write our email.
Please let us know.
Go on our website. Yeah, comment. Let us know what your take is. You can fact check us, all that. Whatever you need.
Please. Because all of this stuff is just stuff that we researched. And some of it we did actually taste and things like that. So we're going to start with the milk that everybody drank growing up as a kid. Most of us drank, at least I shouldn't say everybody. Most people drank, which is whole cow milk. Okay, so
yes,
whole cow milk. All of the numbers I give today are going to be based on one serving, because that's what when we look at a label, everybody's always looking at the calorie count, which doesn't really matter. But the number of servings it takes to get those nutrients that you, all those values you see, is what you need to be paying attention to. So one serving of whole cow milk, which is an 8-ounce cup of milk, has 150 calories in it, 5 grams of fat, and the 5 grams of saturated fat because it's animal milk. It has 12 grams of carbohydrates, 0 fiber, which I thought was interesting, 8 grams of protein, and 12 grams of sugar. And the interesting thing about this sugar is that, well, it's the lactose. That's what makes milk sugar, is lactose. But it's not added sugar. It's actual natural sugar that's just in milk. So milk has a good amount of sugar in it, just natural. And then people...
I used to drink.
Oh, Tay. I put ice in my milk. Smash out the carton. And I was just about to say, then I'd be putting chocolate syrup in it or scoops of strawberry milk powder. Man, I used to love milk.
I can't do it anymore like that, but it was good.
I don't even, no milk. Say no to milk is how I roll. Just say no. It's like drugs. But we'll use those milk numbers, the whole milk numbers, as the baseline as for all of our comparisons. As far as animal milk stay, I looked some stuff up. Every mammal, or I won't say every, most mammals make milk. Most female mammals make milk. We don't drink camel milk, and we don't drink, in America, we don't drink camel milk, and we don't drink rhinoceros milk or anything like that. But the only other mainstream animal milk I could find was goat milk. So I didn't buy goat milk, and I didn't try goat milk, but I wouldn't say you would want to, but I did write down some of the the nutrients, the facts on this one. So goat milk has 168 calories compared to cow milk has less, 150. They have 10 grams of saturated fat, so it's a lot more fatty than regular cow milk. It has 11 carbs, so it's one less carb, 0 grams of fiber. Again, interesting to me, there's no fiber in milk. 9 grams of protein and 11 grams of sugar. So it has a little bit less sugar, a little bit more protein. But I mean, 1 gram and 1 gram is not, you know. But again, I didn't try goat milk. I tried enough other milks for y'all today. Have you ever drinking goat milk before?
No. And it just doesn't sound like it'll be something. I haven't heard. I don't even know if I know anybody who's had it. So it must not be that good.
The only thing goat related that I've ever tried is goat cheese. And I mean, obviously it's made of goat milk. My mom said as a kid, because she's allergic to milk, said that she had to drink goat milk, and she said it's terrible. My mom is an older woman, so she probably drank goat's milk that was actually from a goat, like in her backyard on the farm. Yeah. So maybe goat milk has changed in the 40, 50 years since she last drank it. But yeah, she said it wasn't that good.
It's probably in a lab.
I'm
sure.
No. So that's the nutrients on goat's milk. So if you're a goat's milk person, or you might want to try goat's milk, check it out. But I have a couple random facts for you guys. So
break it down.
For these shows, if you guys know, I do research and I look up stuff. And as I research things, I learn a lot of things. But I thought these couple facts were kind of interesting. So the animal with the purest milk is called a Gur cow. And a Gur cow is a native of the Gur Forest in Gurant, India. So these cows, they say the milk is high quality milk. It's super nutrient, and it's really pure. So they say it's the purest animal milk you can get. So I was trying to figure out how I could get some of this milk to America, but I guess I'd have to go to India and end up somewhere in the forest to find this kind of cow so I could drink this milk. The other cool fact I found was, did you know, Tay, there is milk that is black?
No. Wow. I did not. And I won't be trying that. Just on that look of it.
Yes, there is black milk, and the black rhinoceros produces black milk.
Nice.
If you look up black rhinoceros, and you can... they talk about why it actually is black. It has to do with the length of time that it's... because rhinoceros' birth cycle is longer. It's like 15 to 18 months. So the milk does some stuff. It changes. Look up black rhinoceros. Wow. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm going to try to put a picture of it.
Oh, I'll point to it right now. It's not there yet, but it will be... You'll see it when I point.
And if you guys check our YouTube page, you guys can go watch the video. But you audio people, you won't be able to see it.
That's okay. I just told you, black rhinoceros, look it up. But they say it's the slimmest milk of all the milks because it doesn't have very much fat in it. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right. Black rhinoceros, black milk. Who would have thunk it? All right. So sorry.
Yeah, I jumped off
on a tangent. So let's get back into milk here in the States. So in our comparison, we didn't compare. Like I said, we used whole cow milk. We didn't use goat milk. So we didn't test 2% milk. We didn't test 1% milk. We didn't test half and half. We didn't test skim cow milk. Just whole milk. Maybe in a different show, we'll hit all the other milks. For this specific episode, whole cow milk compared to the other alternatives that we've tried. And then about the alternatives, it might not be an apples to apples comparison. We tried to try the whole milks. Like, so if it was oat milk, I got the full fat oat milk. So, because whole milk has all the fat, just like, so we were trying to get apples to apples, but my flaxseed milk, they didn't have whole flaxseed milk. They just have vanilla kind. So I got the vanilla kind.
Yeah.
So we tried to get as close as we could, but you know, it's just a comparison, so to give us an idea of what we think we might like. And, you know, so in doing research, not only did I find cool facts, but I also found that most anything can be turned into a milk tea. They're turning all kinds of stuff into milk. I mean, like,
that's what I know.
I didn't realize
there's a huge section of milk. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. You could just anything can be a milk now. So I mean, like, there's all kinds of milk alternatives. But a couple that I found that were like interesting that I didn't know. And like I said, but I just said that anything can be turned into a milk. But it just seemed to me like this is weird as a milk. Tay, quinoa milk. A quinoa is a super small grain. How do you milk a quinoa?
Like, I have no idea.
I guess you blend it up.
Science.
Quinoa blend. Yeah, really, real talk. I'm not even going to try to go into it. So I'm just going to leave it at quinoa milk. How about pea milk? Now, I've heard of pea protein, but not pea milk.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't like peas.
Pea is very small. Oh, you definitely ain't drinking the milk then.
Yeah.
And the last one I thought was interesting was potato milk. Like, potato milk?
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, they got bread, so, you know, hey.
Let's just make milk, too.
Yeah,
I don't know about all that, Tay. I don't know if I'm down with potato milk. I'll just stick with mashed potatoes or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. They say that these milk alternatives have a lot of health benefits. Okay, so some of the health benefits they say for these milk alternatives are that there are no hormones. So they say cow milk and other animal milks are high in estrogen. That's the high in the female, and estrogen is a hormone. And so they get a lot more milk, they say, when the cow is lactating, and that's when they're pregnant. So there's more estrogen and hormones in the milk. So no hormones in the plant-based milks. Lower fats and calories. That's what I'm telling you. I didn't learn all this until I did all this research. Lower in fats and calories, Tay. You'll see that a lot of the milk alternatives are lower in fat, but you'll also see that they're not actually lower. A lot of them are not always lower in calories. Some actually may be higher in calories than regular milk. The sodium and the potassium is about the same in the alternatives as it is in the whole milk. And then they say that there's obviously less sugar in the milk alternatives if it's the unsweetened version. So, but milk comes with sugar.
I did get one of those.
Kind of sugar. But so if you get, so, but what also the thing that I thought was interesting is all the sugar in the alternatives is added sugar. So anything that's sweet tasting in those in the alternatives is added sugar. So that's I think they say it's a teaspoon for every gram of added sugar. So one teaspoon of sugar.
There's huge differences
for every gram.
Some are real sweet, some are not. So that makes sense.
Right. So, all right. So I've said all this to lead us into me and Tay's taste test. So me and Tay went out, bought several milk alternatives, milk substitutes, whatever you want to call them. And we looked at the cost versus a regular milk. The consistency, what it tastes like, just in general. If you wanted to mix it with like coffee, in our house, we mixed it with some cereal and tried it.
Yeah.
And then would you ever drink this milk again? Or would you drink this milk over milk? So I'm gonna let Tay start. Tay, what milks did you try?
Okay. So initially I think I had coconut, almond milk, and cashew milk. So I'm going to start with cashew milk. Man, I went to three stores, and that was the one that didn't have the most quantity of. There's, you could tell, it's one row. The other milks, there was multiple rows of each, but cashew milk, right away, every store, I went to Safeway, Fred Meyer's, and then another Safeway. Said it was online, they had it, but must be popular, or it is not. They just don't produce a lot, so once people get it, they buy it up, and it's gone. So unfortunately, I didn't get it. But I switched, which I'm kind of glad that they didn't have it. Because I tried vanilla, but it's through the almond. You know, I'm still learning about all this too. Like, it's still part of the almond milk, but it's okay. Unsweetened vanilla. And to be honest, it was the one that tastes the most closest to milk.
Okay.
And it was, it didn't have like a strong taste. It's more watered down, I feel like. And it makes sense. It doesn't have the sugar in it. And it wasn't bad. I feel like I might can actually drink it like a glass of milk. And tech, you know, I only took a little bit, like a shot a couple times. So, you know, to taste, to change the palate and then to drink it. So I didn't like try a lot to really assess it. But compared to the other ones are just sweet. I realize, like my daughter, Maya, my middle kid, she has lactose, you know, issues like me. So, but I just don't eat cereal. She eats, you know, she eats Cheerios. And so she uses milk for that. And she loves it. But it's good for cereal. I like it. You can't tell the difference. It actually might even have more flavor. But drinking it as a glass, I've tried it. It's just too sweet. It's almost like it could be like ice cream. You know, I just think it's too sweet. And then, you know, it has a weird off color when you pour it. It has a funny color, and I guess I should tell you that's almond milk. That's what she drinks. So that's what I've been talking about. Kind of the sweet. That's what I guess. I guess that's one of the most popular ones. And I personally wouldn't drink it. I wouldn't. And then another one on the list is coconut. And actually, the coconut milk was actually more sweeter than the almond milk.
Oh, man.
Now, for baking, I would use it. I would definitely use it. It's, you know, for some, it'll actually probably taste better than pouring milk in it. But we were making some pasta. I'm going to tell you a story. And my daughter's almond milk was the only milk we had. We did not think about whole milk needing for the pasta. It just crossed my mind. Hey. So I was like, let me just try it. Let me try the almond milk. It'll be fine. And I tried it, and it just tastes like a sweet. It went from a savory
to a sweet
pasta dish to a sweet and savory. And it's just, I kept thinking, it's like, it's not the same. It's not the same. So a little hint to you guys, I wouldn't use almond milk for replacement for like making like a savory dish. It just, it kind of ticks over that. And so that's a little hint. But tasting that vanilla unsweetened milk, I do believe that's the next time I try that with like an alternative than whole milk for cooking. I think I'm gonna try it, because I feel like that's the one that's, I guess I would say, I would maybe drink as a glass. And and I love that we did this, because it's like, I would have probably never, you know, Amaya, she likes almond milk. She's the only one who drinks milk. We're just going to keep rolling with that. But now, you know, we might try the other one. And I'm definitely going to try that vanilla one, the unsweetened vanilla one, just because I feel like it could work for cooking food. So, you know, this is a good experiment.
Yeah, you have them now, so you might as well put them to good use.
Yeah, but I do have to give a shout out. And I don't even know if this is in the milk category, but if you ever go to a Mexican restaurant, you see that fountain of milky stuff, horchata. Every time I get me a breakfast burrito, every time I go to you know, one of the close authentic restaurants, I know they got it, and I always order it. And it's rice milk. You can actually make
it's
it.
It's rice milk.
You take rice and let it. I've never done it. I feel like it's hard, but it's so good when it's made right. And so I just had to say that, you know, since we're talking about milk, like, and it's probably, you know, it is more on the sweet side, just so you know. It's, if you get it, it's almost like a dessert, and it's a lovely dish. It's a lovely drink if you haven't tried that. So
Tay, actually one of my milks is rice milk, and I actually have never tried horchata, but I'll tell you about that when I get to the rice milk. Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
You gotta try that.
So, my milks are The milks that I tried are oat milk. I tried hemp milk, rice milk, and vanilla. I was gonna supposed to try soy milk, but I've tried soy before. It tastes kind of watery. It's like kind of like skim milk. So I tried flaxseed milk. And the only flaxseed milk at the store that I when I went
yeah,
to,
I want to hear about
Natural
this
Grocer one. was vanilla flaxseed milk. So I'm gonna start with the oat milk because at our home we've transitioned totally. Because everyone in our house is lactose intolerant to oat.
Yeah.
We can't have any nut milks because I'm allergic to nuts, especially almonds. So almond milk, and that's how I learned that I was allergic to almond milk or almonds is I was drinking almond milk hot chocolates every night for about many months, and next thing I had all these like sores on my skin, and I went to the doctor and they were like, "Is there anything new you're in your diet that you've changed?" And I was like, no. And then I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, I'm drinking almond milk every night. They said, stop doing that. I had to wear the shirts. Anyway, long story short, almonds, peanuts, any of that stuff for me. So that's why Tay tried all the nut milks, and then I tried all the random milks. So oat milk. Oat milk is our milk of choice in our house. Is it the most healthy milk? No. Because there is... But it's not the least healthy milk, in my opinion. So oat milk has 160 calories. Oh, price comparison. I drink the Oatly brand of oat milk. It's about $5 or $6 a half a gallon. Whereas regular milk, a half a gallon is like $3, $4. So it's way more expensive.
Yeah.
That's something that you'll see with these alternatives. They're much more expensive than regular milk. That's just overall.
Definitely.
So 160 calories for oat milk, 9 grams of fat. Oat milk has 1 gram of saturated fat, which I thought was interesting. 15 carbs, 2 grams of fiber, which is actually good. Only 3 grams of protein, though. So you get way less protein in oat milk than you do in regular cow milk. And then 7 grams of sugar. So it's a little bit less sugar. But the difference, again, is that the sugar in this oat milk is added sugar. So all 7 grams of that sugar is something they put in it. Whereas the cow milk, the sugar is just there. It's part of it's part of the milk. I enjoy oat milk, so I'm not gonna say I've tasted oat milk all the different ways. I've tasted low fat oat milk creamers. Mm-hmm. We really like oat milk in our house. So if you've never tried oat milk,
I don't know why we haven't tried it. We have to try it.
If you've never tried it, it's actually good. It's really mild. It tastes like oats. It's like legit tastes like Cheerios, but in milk.
Nice.
So Olivia eats it with her Cheerios. She eats the multi-grain Cheerios. He actually used Cheerios in all these milks to try them. So I enjoy oat milk. Like I said, it already has replaced regular milk in our household. So yes, it would replace regular milk for us or for me. And then I use it in my coffee. I use it in cooking.
Yeah.
So oat milk is the one for us. So oat milk, you get a thumbs up for me. Now we're going to slide on into this vanilla flaxseed milk. Olivia deemed it the tea milk. I don't know why she thought it tastes like tea, but she thought it tastes like tea. So when we did our taste test, I should have said this at the beginning, my whole family did the taste test. We all three did the taste test.
Nice.
I got shot glasses down for everybody. We put everybody took shots of the milk. That's how we tasted it. And me and Olivia would drop cereal in the shot glasses the second round and take a shot with cereal in it and chew it up. So I got a little opinion from everybody. So vanilla flaxseed milk. It was about $5. So it wasn't super expensive, but it was more expensive than cow milk. It has 60 calories, which is way less than oat milk or the cow milk. 2.5 grams of fat, again, way less. 10 carbohydrates, less than both the other milks. 0 grams of fiber, 0 protein, 10 grams of sugar, though. Now, part of the sugar is that it's sweetened because it has the vanilla sweetener in it. Like I said earlier, when I went to the store, they didn't have just the plain one, so I got the vanilla one. The consistency was, it looked like milk-ish. It was white, so that was kind of made me happy. That's why I think milk should be white.
They all have a little off color on these different ones.
Yeah, it was whitish, and then it was not thinned. So it was in the middle, maybe like a 2%, 1% milk. But Tay, when I tell you it was sweet, it was sweet. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah. I mean, that 10, they used every inch of that 10 grams of sugar because it was super sweet. Like, I couldn't tell you. Like, so
it's almost like a creamer, huh?
No, but see, that is the one thing I didn't do, but we still have it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pour it in my coffee because that's what I told Lindsay, that vanilla sweetened taste might be good in coffee.
Yeah.
So
I might try that one that I thought was sweet. I might do that with coffee. Put it in coffee. That's a good idea.
Because, I mean, it might taste better.
I got a whole cart. So I got to use it. They don't.
All of them. That's what they don't, sit in my fridge.
One thing real quick. They don't sell them in the small little ones. Personal one, you think. They're all in the half gallon or the gallon.
You got to buy the big boys. Yeah. So now we got extra milk in there. It's got a whole bunch of milk in our fridge. So, but yeah, I wouldn't buy this one again.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tay, you should definitely use it for coffee. I'm hoping that, to use it more of it. But I wouldn't buy this one again. It's too sweet. I didn't like the flavor of it. The flavor wasn't too bad. It was just the sweetness of this vanilla kind. I would be willing to try just the straight flaxseed milk again. With cereal, it tasted okay. Again, it was just too sweet for me. So I wouldn't buy it again. No, I wouldn't replace cow milk with this one. But the numbers were best. These were the best numbers of all the milks that I tried compared to a cow's regular animal milk. So the flaxseed had the best numbers. So, hey, that's important to you. You should check that out. You should always read your label. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing, reading your label. All right, let me keep going. Yeah. Rice milk was my third milk I tried. It was actually, so the rice Porch, milk and the hemp ta-ta. Milk. That's what I think. So I'm going to tell you, Tay, I actually like the rice milk. But the rice milk was not in, I couldn't find rice milk in the cooler section. So I had to go into into the other section where they have drinks and they have milks in boxes. Like
that's right, in the box.
Square boxes. Yeah. And so I did a little research real quick to figure out why that milk can be on a shelf in a box and all the other milk has to be in a cooler, like in behind a cold, in like a refrigerated section, And so what I found was that the milk that's on the shelf is cooked at a higher temperature for longer. And so it kills some of the bacterias in that milk. And so the key is that it has to be in a enclosed, airtight, no light can get in. Container. And that's why all those boxes, they're not clear.
Wow,
they're all like airtight.
Yeah.
So once you open it, then it has to be refrigerated because now it's no longer airtight.
Okay.
So then it has to go in the refrigerator. Makes sense. My rice milk and my hemp milk I bought off the shelf in the shelf milk in the regular grocery store aisles. So the rice milk, 120 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 24 carbohydrates. It was the most carbs of any of the milks that I tried. So I definitely wouldn't buy this milk again. No fiber, no protein, 11 grams of sugar. But Tay, let me tell you, it was the best of I exclude oat milk because we drink oat milk regularly. Of the other three, it was the best milk of all the three. The rice milk was the best.
Okay, good.
It was super thin. It was a little bit sweet. It was a little bit sweet, but I mean, okay. It had 11 grams of sugar, had more than the vanilla flaxseed, but it didn't taste as sweet as the one with the flaxseed. My only issue with this one would be I didn't pour any of these in coffee. I ate cereal with them all. The cereal tasted good with this one too. in coffee, I think it would make my coffee too thin. When I used to drink all the nut yeah. milks, coconut milk, I couldn't put it in my coffee because it was too thin. So it made my coffee yeah. thin. I like my coffee to be have some body. So I yeah. wouldn't. So I would drink rice milk again. That's why I think I will try horchata. But I'm not. Yeah, I won't. I wouldn't buy rice milk again. I wouldn't buy it again. But mm-hmm. hey, if you're into that again. Again, it has a lot of carbohydrates in it. That's another main reason I wouldn't buy it. But,
mm-hmm.
all right. Out to my very last milk alternative that I tried, which was hemp milk. Hemp milk was actually the cheapest of the milks. It was only like $4. And I got, mm-hmm. again, I got it off the shelf, not in the refrigerated section in the grocery store. There's 140 calories in hemp milk, 6 grams of fat, 19 carbohydrates, 0 grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein, 12 grams of sugar. So it has the most, it has the same amount of sugar as cow milk. The hemp milk is made from the little grains. I don't know how they make it in the milk. The color of it is like brown color.
Yeah.
Was not the most appeasing thing to look at as you're pouring it into the glass. But I didn't get swayed because oat milk is a little brown. This was a little bit more brown, mm-hmm. but it's okay. Tell you, when I tell you this stuff was not good, it was disgusting. And yeah, everybody agreed in the household
like it would be
that
the one.
Hemp milk is not good. I'm not. So if you drink hemp milk, more power to you. Continue to drink hemp milk. But in our household, we did not like it. With the cereal, I didn't put yeah. it in coffee. But it was the one that looked like when if I put it in coffee, it would have been good. So, I mean, like,
yeah.
like the, it would have been, it was thick enough to go in my coffee. So,
mm-hmm.
hemp milk is not the one for our family. The taste, I guess, you know, so I'm used to hemp in different, like, bags made out of hemp, stuff like that. I've never actually eaten yeah. anything made out of hemp. So the taste yeah. was kind of off-putting to me, and it tasted kind of earthy. And again, mm-hmm. the color, but it had body. But then also there yeah. was some grains. I shook it up, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it was a little bit grainy. So maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hemp milk
not
again.
The one.
Not for our household. Yeah. So I hope I'm not trying to scare people away. Try the milks as you want. Please do. When you go out to look for these things, again, they're a little bit more expensive, the alternatives. If you're not yeah. lactose intolerant, you can drink milk. Do it. Do so. I do want to put this one thing out though, Tay.
Yeah, I got something to say somebody too, after you.
Somebody told me this a long time ago that, or I read it somewhere, one of the two, that humans are the only species that drinks other mammals' milk. You don't
yeah,
see goats
sense.
Running around drinking
I've
rabbit milk.
I never thought about that.
Or
yeah.
Cows drinking rhinoceros milk or nothing like that. Giraffes drinking horse milk.
Yeah.
Humans yeah. are the only ones that drink other mammals' milk. So it probably means that we probably shouldn't be doing that. That's what I'm getting at. In my mind, it doesn't
like
seem
that.
Like you drink the milk from your mother when you nurse as a baby. When you have to stop doing that, mm-hmm. I think that should be the end of milk in my mind. Mm-hmm. And of any yeah. other mammal milk, but hey,
yeah,
I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I'm an accountant, so I have no real backing for my thoughts. Just how I feel. Tell yeah. you said you had some one more
I
thing.
I have a little thing. Yeah. Just that I did notice about alternative milks is they turn after a week. Like we toss it after a week. Like the color changes of the almond milk. It's a little darker uh-huh. the longer it sits. And I think even the date kind of is within 10 days to 2 weeks. But we've been kind of just pouring it out or get another one. Some of them are, you get on sale so you can buy them more often. But yeah, that's the one thing. We don't probably go longer than 10 days on the alternative milk.
So I'll tell you though about oat milk, because that's when we drink. Oat milk stays in your fridge mm-hmm. way long. So we've had oat milk in our fridge
good.
A month.
That's good to know. Open. See, we might.
Yeah.
Try.
So mm-hmm. I taste it every time after the first 2 weeks just to make sure it's not sour. And I did pour a little bit out
yeah.
a couple days ago because it had been in there for like 6 weeks maybe and it was done. It was starting to smell sour.
Yeah.
But yeah, the oat milk, I'm surprised because it does say 7 to 10 days or 10 to 12 mm-hmm. days, something like that on there. But no, we let it sit 2-3 weeks, and it's still, you can still go. So
nice.
Just so I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. We're gonna have more segments like this where we give some facts, our opinions on some stuff.
Yeah, and the blog. And we'll put the information on the blog. Like, we'll put some of the facts that Andres talked about, and we'll throw that out there. So check out our blog, the new and improved. Y'all missed the show? Well, no worries. They're on our website, snfpodcast.com. That's Steve Nancy Frank Podcast.com.